talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Off my shoes, you were filling the house from the music room, playing some chords and you were humming a tune. You said, I wrote a song and it sounds like you, sounds like you. When it rains all day, sounds like you. When that guitar plays, you every line in the song.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Admiral Radio, Sounds Like You, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happened about 5 weeks ago, so don't mix us up with any of those other so-called home shows. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Also, Jennifer Swanson with Kitchen Tune-Up. And then finally, we'll be talking with Matthew Coster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston, a window treatment company. Well, this is an exciting time for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're putting the finishing touches on our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which will be released a couple weeks from now. And so everybody has been burning the midnight oil and obsessing about making sure we dot all the I's and cross the T's and don't have any typos. Kind of embarrassing when a magazine has a typo. So we work very hard to take care of all those details. And I have to tell you, I'm not going to tell you who's on the cover yet. That's going to be we're holding that back a little bit. But this upcoming issue, our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, in my opinion, and I've been involved with every single issue since we started. And by the way, that's 25 years ago. Charleston Home and Design Magazine has been in business for 25 years, and I talk to a lot of companies, local companies that have been in business a year. And I'm always congratulate them because the first year is always the toughest, and it doesn't really get any easier. It's always a struggle. Sometimes I'm a little envious of those businesses that the customers just come to them, and they don't have to work really hard at it. But you know what? The good ones, even if they have the customers coming to them, they do have to work very hard. Good example is Lewis Barbecue right next door to our office. Charleston Home and Design Magazine we're lucky enough to be located right next door. We were here first and Lewis came second, but those folks, they work so hard. They've got a line out the door every day, and they just don't let up. And that's what a successful business has to do. You have to stay hungry and humble, and we have definitely been hungry and humble and stayed that way for 25 years. Lots of ups and a few downs, but we're very proud to be bringing Charleston Home and Design Magazine to you for 25 years. I was just going to mention that our spring issue, of all our issues, I would say this is going to be one of our best. Just so many great projects, and looking forward to sharing it with all of you. But in the meantime, have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How you doing, Ryan?
Great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Well, Brownswood is a garden center, a growing operation. We grow tens of thousands of plants annually on our property on John's Island, on Brownswood Road, in fact. We have a design build firm, so we draw up landscape plans, either pre-construction. So if you're considering building a house or about to start building a home, that's the right time to start thinking about landscaping. So we can help with the plans for the house, for the driveway, walkway, patio, pool, outdoor kitchen, pergola, you know, lighting, irrigation, landscape, lawn, all that. And then our team can build everything out. So we can help you construct it, and then we can actually do quarterly maintenance on the plants and keep everything looking good.
Gotcha. So how long has Brownswood Nursery and Landscape been around?
We've been around 45 years. This is our 45th year, and my parents and grandparents started the nursery in 1978 when John's Island was kind of like going out to the boondocks. They say that when people drove down Brownswood Road back then, they'd stop and look to see who was coming.
Right. That's funny. Well, good deal. And I understand, I'm looking at the brownswoodnursery.com website, and it says right there on the homepage, Charleston's largest nursery and design build firm. Is that really true?
Yeah. Because of our growing operation, it's sort of a combination of, you know, between the growing, the garden center, which is retail and wholesale. So a lot of Charleston's landscapers shop at Brownswood. And our quality is one of the things that kind of separates us from some other places that you can get plant material. We take a lot of pride in that. And we're willing to spend a little bit more money either on growing the plant or if we're acquiring it from one of our other growers in the Southeast to make sure that the quality is right. So we are quality over price. But yes, in terms of the design build, the garden center and the growing operation. So our total property is somewhere around 60 acres. Not all that is developed, but we're growing every day.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on 45 years of being in business. As you know, it's no easy task. People think it's so easy and you're just, you know, you're a millionaire and all this stuff, and they don't know the real struggles that a business owner goes through. And how many staff members do you have?
So on our team, we're probably somewhere around 40 plus. And, you know, it's a good point. I tell people that I really do feel like I get to stand on the shoulders of the previous two generations. My brother and I are both the third generation in the business. His name is Drew Stevens. And so he has a horticulture degree from Clemson University. Go Tigers. I've been in the business 17 years professionally. He's been in, I think, almost nine. And so we get to stand on the shoulders of our parents and grandparents and just keep building what they started. And I think when they started it, they really had no idea that it would kind of blossom into what it's become. And we're all just, we feel really blessed and really thankful.
When Brownswood Nursery and Landscape first started, what were you growing? What were you selling?
Yeah. So in 78, were basically growing a lot of azaleas. They had a couple fields, a small greenhouse, and just, they were thinking, I think originally they were going to be selling more to landscapers and just focusing on growing and being kind of a wholesale nursery. And, And as that continued, they loved selling to the landscapers because we love our landscapers. And then they also started being able to open it up to the public as well, more and more. And as John's Island continued to kind of get a little bit more interesting to live, you know, it wasn't the boondocks anymore. You know, there were more and more opportunities for retail customers to just drive in and buy more plants. And over the years, it just kept growing more and more and more. And we keep updating the facility and trying to make it better and easier and, you know, try to provide a great guest experience.
Mm-hmm. And at what point did Brownswood Nursery and Landscape bring on like the design build services that you folks do? And what exactly is the design build? Can you describe that?
Yeah, sure. So my stepdad Wyatt was doing the landscaping in the early 90s. He started the landscape division. So that's been going on for, I guess, 30-ish years. So that was pretty early on. Even my grandfather and my mother, they even went out and did installations occasionally too. I've got some fun stories about that. So that's been going on a long time. The design side, you know, we've worked with, you know, various designers and architects over the years. And we started the design division probably 10-ish years ago, maybe a little bit more. It's hazy, Tim. It's hazy. I've been in 17 years. It's hard to remember exactly, but something like that. And so our design team will basically produce a set of landscape plans for your home, whether you have an existing home. Maybe your landscape's 20, 25 years old. It's tired. It's old. It needs to be rehabilitated or maybe get a facelift. We can drop a plan for that. Or like I said before, if you're doing a new construction, we can do a pre-construction landscape plan. And so we can provide landscape architecture services. If you need a grading and drainage plan or you need construction documents, you know, we have LAs that we work with that can provide that. And, you know, just basically give you a map, a roadmap for your landscape, which is a very important component to your home.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great. Well, Ryan, with the fall weather here.
Yes.
Talk about what a homeowner should be thinking of regarding maybe doing a backyard makeover or updating some of the plantings around their home.
Yeah, and I'll encourage the listeners too. If you go to brownswoodnursery.com, you can actually watch some of our videos. We have a YouTube channel as well, and I've got a video specifically for fall, so I'd encourage them to check that out. But basically, you know, fall is a wonderful time of year to plant. If any of the listeners aren't from Charleston or haven't been here long, one of the concerns is the winter. If you come from a more northern climate, you know, where the ground freezes, they're very concerned about plants being installed. And really, I would just say in Charleston, that's not the case. We plant 365 days a year. So the only thing that we wouldn't plant in the winter or near winter would be any kind of tender perennials, tender tropicals, things that we're concerned maybe won't get fully established, like shell ginger might be an option that we wouldn't plant, say, in January. But, you know, 90 to 95% of your landscape for most clients, we can plant every day of the year. Fall, if you didn't have irrigation, is especially good because the plants do still need water, but there's a little bit more margin for error on the water side versus, you know, 100 degrees in August. You miss a couple of days of water on that front and your plant, you know, might not survive. In the fall, you've got a lot more margin for, oops, I missed that day. Let me just catch up a little bit or kind of get on it now. One plant I wanted to highlight is the coral bark Japanese maple, and Japanese maples in general. We have other ones, Emperor One or Blood Goods, Kamukiyama, Crimson Queens, Weeping Red Japanese maples, lots of stuff. But coral bark is one of my favorite trees. I have two in my property. I have one in the front and one in the back. That's how much I like it. But it has a beautiful coral painted stem. Hence the coral bark. And as the winter approaches, the leaves will turn to a fire orange. The tree looks like it's on fire, you know, and just a gorgeous orange color. And then they'll defoliate, meaning the leaves will fall off, and then you'll be left with this beautiful coral painted tree. And again, when you have landscape lighting with that thing lit up at night, even all winter long without a tree or without a leaf on it, it still looks beautiful, structural, and it's a compact tree. So for a lot of our clients that have a more compact lot, they can stick that kind of on the corner of the house. We always want to make sure that it's far enough away where it's not going to encroach on the structure, but it's a more of a boutique tree. And that's something you could keep 12, 15 foot high, 6 to 8 foot wide, something like that, and just have a beautiful ornamental tree. And then in the spring, it leafs out with these gorgeous chartreuse green leaves. I mean, they're just like iridescent, glowing. And and then, you know, you get the summer look and back to fall. So that would be one tree I would just highlight. If you don't have a Japanese maple at all in your yard, I would encourage you to consider one. They do need a little more shade than sun or Charleston climate. So I will tell you a quick tip. The green ones typically can handle a little bit more sun than the red ones or the darker leaf ones. But they do like a little bit, in general, more shade than sun.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, back to irrigation. When I moved here in 1990, a friend of mine told me, don't ever do anything if you're tearing up your yard or you're putting in a new landscaping. You should always have an irrigation system here in the Charleston area. And I see so many people who go to the effort of doing a makeover on their lawn and they don't put in irrigation. And is that one of the services that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape offers?
Absolutely. Yeah. The irrigation conversation is one we do have often. And again, there are other climates that they haven't had to do that. You know, they're in a little bit wetter of a climate, and so they don't understand our heat and our sort of weather patterns. People are like, it rains a lot in Charleston. Well, it might at certain times of the year, but it also doesn't rain for a while. And lawns, for example, are a real practical way to look at irrigation. The lawn is, you know, in my opinion, it's kind of a man-made idea. You know, this monoculture of one type of thing growing in a 40 by 50 foot space is something I think we kind of came up with. And to keep up that facade, it's beautiful. It looks good. But it takes a lot of inputs. And one of those inputs is water. And so the lawn is never enough. And so you can't like water it enough this week for the next 3 months. It just doesn't work that way. It has to have consistent moisture throughout the weeks. And so irrigation is critical for Charleston. If you want a successful landscape, it's very difficult to accomplish that without in-ground irrigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, can you kind of walk me through when someone is visiting Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, they pull into the parking lot, they get out. Walk me through the experience that they will they'll encounter when they visit Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Yeah, so when you come out, first of all, the drive, if you're on or not on John's Island, the drive is beautiful to get to us. And then once you get out, you're going to start to see the beginning of our, you know, very expansive property. And you'll be greeted, kind of welcomed. And there's no, like, high-pressure sales or, you know, anything, because it's a really beautiful, peaceful property, and people comment on how kind everyone is. And, you know, we really strive to serve our guests well, to love them well, and to find the right plant for the right place. And so you can just kind of meander around. I tell people it's a great date spot, honestly. On a Saturday morning, you know, come in with your significant other and some coffee and just peruse around. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be. Mm-hmm. And we have people that do that. But our nursery professionals, we call them nursery professionals because most of our team is certified in the state of South Carolina for the South Carolina Certified Nursery Professional and the South Carolina Certified Landscape Professional. Those are two certifications that you can get for South Carolina that are really helpful in making sure that the people that are serving you know what they're talking about. And we have our own Brownswood certifications that our team have to go through. And so you're going to get someone who's very knowledgeable, who's horticulturally trained, that can help you kind of pick out the right plants. But often it's best for us to come out to your yard and we do an in-yard consultation. And so I actually do most of those myself. And so I'd come out to your house, Tim, for example, if you had a like one bed, two bed, or you wanted a full master plan, I would be the one coming out, connecting with you, hearing your vision. What is your dream for this space? And then coming up with a design, giving you a price for that plan. And then once the design is done, you can implement the plan in phases over time. You don't have to do it all at once. You can do it, you know, a little bit this year, a little bit next year. We can do all of the work. You can do all of the work, or we can both kind of do a little bit here and there. So if you wanted to DIY it, we could do the plan. Then you could get the plants from us and plant it yourself. Have a garden party, have some friends over and just start planting stuff. Mm-hmm. But at least I tell people the best money you'll spend is getting a good landscape plan for your property, because if you execute that, you're going to have a really successful outcome. So kind of like Stephen Covey encouraged us, begin with the end in mind.
Yep.
And that's really what that landscape plan is all about.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Having that landscape plan is so important, because it gives you a roadmap, literally. And unless you have that, and I'm sure you experience this all the time, I'm sure when you're driving down the street, you look at people's lawns from a different prism than a regular person, and you probably spot trees that were planted too close to the home, or you know when you plant those in the ground, they're small and you don't know what. You don't expect them, or you don't know what they're gonna grow into in 20 years. But I'm sure you see things that are mistakes that homeowners make. And if you have that plan, you'll be able to follow that and not make some of those rookie mistakes.
Yeah, the other thing that I think is interesting about that, it kind of makes me sad, honestly, is you know the average homeowner who hasn't gone through a professional landscape process, maybe it's their first home, they don't know what they don't know, right? And so one of our biggest responsibilities is educating them on best practices for landscape and horticulture in Charleston. But it makes me so sad when I walk into a situation where the homeowners picked the spot for the patio. They built the patio or attempted to build the patio. And, you know, a paper patio theoretically should be pretty easy. I mean, it's some manual labor. It's going to take some time, some weekends, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 weekends or whatever, depending on how much time you get into it. But a husband and wife tackling something like that, they're done with it, but it wasn't done to spec. You know, we follow a guideline based on ICPI, which is the International Concrete Paver Institute, which we're trained in. And, you know, they have very specific guidelines for how we install paver patios. And there's the right way to do it, and there's a lot of wrong ways to do it. And I show up to some of these sites, unfortunately, and I feel bad because they picked the wrong spot to begin with. The size of the patio was wrong. Not just subjectively wrong, but just objectively, it wasn't the right size or shape, and it wasn't in the right spot or the best spot, maybe we'll say. And they tried to kind of do it themselves. They spent a ton of time and they spent a lot of money, and it's fallen apart. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks good day one. And then, but year one or year two, it starts to, you know, shift and break down and wobble and all the things. And then you have, you know, the wrong patio in the wrong place, and it wasn't executed the right way. Mm-hmm. And I had to come and go, okay, we got to pull it all out, you know, redo the whole thing. And so that's where, again, that landscape plan and landscape plans pricing wise can run the gambit. I mean, we can do, you know, sketches of like single beds for a few $100, all the way up to, you know, master plans with construction documents for $10,000 plus. So there's a huge range for design services based on what you need. You know, are you putting in a pool or not? Are we doing driveways or not? Is there grading and drainage plans needed for the HOA or ARB or not? So there's a huge range there, but if you spend some money on that design, it'll save you so much in mistakes, headaches, heartaches later.
Yeah, you're bringing back bad memories of when my wife and I
installed
pavers in our backyard. And
did you?
Oh yeah, and it back-breaking work and heavy.
It is, man. And it's awful.
Tear up your hands and all that. I would never do it again. I would hire somebody to do it for sure. And you know that you're hitting on several points, but I think to sum it up. If you're going to spend that much money and invest that much time, and then the outcome is not what you would hope for, have a professional do it. And, the folks at, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks have so many services. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to, we talked about how Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help with irrigation. You folks, if someone wanted sod installed at their home, you folks do that too?
We do. Basically, if it's outside of the four corners of your house, we do it.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
We're not going to build any major structures attached to your house, you know, that a GC would do, but anything else, lighting, irrigation, lawn, plantings, trees, we can crane in trees. We did a really cool project years ago on Daniel Island called, it was used to be called Ben 526. I don't know if you're familiar with that spot.
Yeah.
But we craned in these really unique, I think they were like a narrow type of gum, like a sweet gum. And the trees were so big, my brother was doing the insulation work, that the tops of the trees were bumping into the bottom of 526.
Wow.
And so, you know, we can bring in really large material and make these landscapes instant if that's what they want. So there's really no parameters that we can't sort of help accomplish.
Well, good deal. Well, what's the best way to get in touch with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, the phone number is 843-559-3425. The website's brownswoodnursery.com, brownswoodnursery.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We have a lot of really good educational and inspirational landscape videos on our YouTube channel and on our website. So I would encourage everyone to check that out. And yeah, we'd love for you to just come to the nursery. The address is 1290 Brownswood Road. It's been there for 45 years. Google's got us, so just Google it and come on out. We're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, and make it. I'm with you 100%. You know, couples do that when they're immersed in a project. This would be a great date day to go and stop by the tomato shed on John's Island.
And I was just about to say that. That's exactly what I tell people.
Lunch. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
And joining us now is Jennifer Swanson with Kitchen Tune Up. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Jennifer, take a moment and tell everyone about Kitchen Tune Up.
Well, we are a family-run business. We've been in business for since 2011. We specialize in transforming people's kitchens in five unique ways, but primarily we do redooring, refacing, we do new cabinets, countertops, backsplashes, you name it, we kind of do it all. So,
very good, very good. Do you work in the bathroom, any vanities as well?
Yep, absolutely. We'll do new vanities, custom vanities that we paint, whatever the homeowner likes.
Gotcha. And there's probably some other areas of the home that Kitchen Tune-Up can help with as well, correct?
Yeah, we try to stay in the kitchen. That's kind of our bread and butter. One of our you know, amazing points of what we offer is that we can remodel a kitchen in 5 to 10 business days. So we really try to focus on getting in and getting out and delivering kind of a beautiful kitchen without disrupting the homeowners, you know, their lives for too long.
Right, right. That makes sense. Well, who is a typical customer of Kitchen Tune-Up? Who should be interested in Kitchen Tune-Up services?
You know, we work with a lot of people who want to revamp the look and the style of their kitchen, but don't necessarily want to, you know, do a full remodel where they're knocking out walls and you know, doing. So we can kind of work with what they have. A lot of our business is the redooring business, where we come in and we give them brand new doors and drawer fronts. We give them new countertops, but they don't have to necessarily change the layout of their home, mm-hmm. saving them on some costs there. Now, we do have clients that do change the layout by adding an island or maybe making things more functional for them. But it is a way for us to have them sort of use their money, have it go the farthest for them so that they can focus on the look and feel of the kitchen versus having to change out all the cabinets and new countertops and things like that.
And the quality of the cabinetry to begin with is probably a factor with Kitchen Tune-Up. Is that right?
It is. Yeah. Yep. That's always something to consider.
So give me an example. Like, you know, if you have you folks refer to the cabinets as boxes, correct?
Yes.
And
right.
So mm-hmm. if the boxes were maybe originally made from not plywood, but particle board or one of the lesser quality cabinet boxes, would Kitchen Tune-Up be able to help with something like that?
Yeah, so we usually in those cases we recommend new cabinets, and we have, you know, amazing line of affordable cabinets. We've got some that are quick cabinets, some that take longer, but that are custom cabinets. So really, depending on what the homeowner wants, then we would recommend replacing them and coming in with new cabinets, which, you know, some customers love because it gives them the opportunity to expand their kitchen to, you know, they get new countertops automatically with that. So sometimes that's the perfect situation for them to come and have us do new cabinets.
Gotcha. But if you, and I didn't know this until we were looking at doing, giving the kitchen in our old home a new look, was the cabinet boxes are typically made out of plywood, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes people think of plywood as being kind of a rough material, but that's pretty standard in the cabinetry business. They might have a different material for the cabinet doors, but if your boxes were made out of plywood, that those would be perfectly fine to reuse and give a new look with Kitchen Tune-Up helping.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And so a lot of the face frames are made a lot of the times of a different material. However, whether they're made out of plywood or something else, they're a perfect candidate for the redooring process. So by removing the existing doors and drawer fronts and measuring for a brand new door that the customer can pick in any color, we order them in a full overlay, which gives the appearance of new cabinets. So you'll notice on all new cabinets today, there's really just enough room for the doors and drawer fronts to function. There's not a large gap anymore. You don't see much of the cabinet frames themselves. Mm-hmm. So we order their new doors in that full overlay, giving the appearance of new cabinets without having to do it. And then, of course, we paint the cabinet boxes themselves in a cabinet grade paint that's an identical match to the door that they select. And so really, they're the perfect candidate for redooring because it comes, you know, we use what they have, but are willing, you know, we can add stack cabinets to the top. We can do crown moldings, light rails, anything of that, you know, that nature that they want to have those extra design features added. We can do that at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, going back to that, the kitchen in our old house, when my wife and I were like thinking, we'd like to give this a new look. And I remember mentioning it to my mother, and my mother loved the cabinets that we had, which were kind of an oak stain and mm-hmm. Very typical 80s, 90s kind of circa cabinetry. And I remember her mm-hmm. her saying, "Oh no, don't paint those cabinets. They're beautifully stained, you know, you don't yes. want to." And so that kind of halted our kitchen plans for a year or two, and then until we decided, you know, we're not going to follow Mom's advice on that.
Right.
Because your kitchen is yours. It's not your mom's or your grandmother's kitchen. And if you inherit a kitchen like that, when you buy a house, you might not want mm-hmm. that. You want a new look, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And
I think too, you know, part of what we've seen in trends, and there was a time where I don't think we did anything other than a white shaker door on every kitchen we did. However, we are seeing trends go back to natural woods, which is great. It's great for us and it's great for homeowners. I think that we're seeing people choose wood grain doors again, mm-hmm. and not necessarily like the ones that you were talking about removing. Those we're still, you know, we're still removing quite a bit of, but mm-hmm. new wood grain doors and a shaker profile. Whites are obviously still very popular. And then, you know, the blues and greens and the grays are always, you know, a favorite as well. So for us, it really is specialized into what the homeowner likes. I mean, some homeowners love a dark cabinet and they want to put in, you know, a black fox color. Others say, you know, I can't wait to lighten things up and get just nothing but white. I want white countertops, white, you know, cabinets, the whole thing. So mm-hmm. yeah, we have a ton of fun with it.
You know, I think one of the greatest inventions for kitchens is the soft close cabinet doors, the soft yep. close hinges, and the soft close drawers. Does Kitchen Tune Up include those type soft close hardware when someone is redoing their kitchen?
Absolutely. And we do it standard. We don't even have an option not to do them. We don't charge more for it. We include it in our price because they really are the best gadget. we think that when people have saved up and they're, you know, finally pulling the trigger on doing something that is the you know, remodeling the central part of your home, we want to do all the little extras. And that includes those soft close hinges. For any of our clients who replace their drawer boxes, they get soft close slides so that it feels brand new when you're done versus, you know, just giving it a facelift, but not giving them all the extras they would get if they'd gotten new cabinets. And so we make sure that that's a part of it.
Yeah. And you get used to those soft close drawers and cabinets when you go someplace else. Maybe you rent an yeah. Airbnb or you go over to your mom's house or something. And you go to close the cabinet door and it just slams, you know, you're yes. like, oh, wow, yes. she doesn't have soft close cabinets or hardware.
How quickly we forget. Yeah,
that's true. What's you mentioned that white is still very popular mm-hmm. and the shaker style for maybe some of our listeners that aren't sure what a shaker style looks like. Can you describe that?
It looks kind of like a picture frame, so a flat center panel. And then a rail that goes around, just like you would see in a picture frame. And then the size of the rail varies. So we have some people who choose a larger rail. We have some that do, you know, a 2.5-3-inch rail. It really depends on the homeowner's tastes and their style. So there's a lot of variations to shaker doors now. There's some that have an ogee edge, which is just a, you know, trim piece on the interior part of the trim that gives it a little extra. So those are things that really each client kind of picks their version of that shaker door to kind of match what they've already have in their home.
Yeah, and the shaker style, extremely popular, very, very simple look. And we have shaker cabinets at home, And the cool thing about it is they're one of the least expensive options that you can choose as well. So that's kind of a two for one. They look great and they're less expensive.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. They are a very simple design, which makes them very affordable, but they're very popular because of that. And then people can do, you know, fancy and detailed backsplashes. So, you know, that can be we always say the hardware is the jewelry of the cabinet. So they can have a ton of fun picking out some lovely hardware that goes with, which, whether that be, you know, pulls or knobs or so. But really, the shaker door lends itself to any style, and you can kind of pair it with anything.
What about what would you say to a DIYer who might be thinking, this all sounds pretty good, but I'll bet I'd be able to paint my own cabinets myself. What would you say to them?
You know, to be honest, you know, it is quite a process. I think that people grossly underestimate how much labor goes into repainting your existing cabinets. We have tons of people who call us and say, I thought I was going to do this myself. I took down all my doors and they've been in my garage for 2 months as I continue to sand and prime and paint. Please come and help me. And so we do, you know, and most of the time, it just ends up being too large of a project for someone to do in their spare time. So there are the, you know, the hobby people that are, you know, like you said, very good at it. Perhaps they have a system. But you're also, the quality of painting your own cabinets is not going to be what you get from a factory finished door. Even for the customers that we do lacquer spraying of their existing doors, you're getting a factory finish, not, you know, we have the tools that make it, you know, that allow us to give that factory finish that a homeowner just wouldn't go out and buy on a whim. So
is that what Kitchen Tune-Up uses, a lacquer paint?
For some of our clients, yep. When they decide that they would like us to do the refinishing of their doors. So they might love their door, but not the color or the design. And so we come in and we do a new lacquer finish on that. And same with the cabinet boxes themselves so that it matches. But that gives them the ability to change the color or the design without having to select a new door.
And I've always heard lacquer paint is definitely not a do-it-yourself type paint to use, right?
That's correct. Yeah. You would not want to be somebody who's not familiar with the process, the equipment, it's very detailed. So
does Kitchen Tune-Up, you're not going to be removing the boxes from the walls. You'll be removing the cabinet doors. Do you fabricate the new cabinet doors at your shop, or you do that on site?
So for a refinishing kitchen where we're coming in, we take their existing doors and drawer fronts off. We bring them back to our shop where we have our paint booth and we spray those. The cabinet boxes themselves are done on site. And then of course we run air purifiers. We, you know, shield everything off and we tape everything off. And then we actually spray the boxes themselves in the home. And that takes a couple days. And then when the doors have been finished at our factory, at our shop, then we bring them back and rehang everything when it's all cured.
How long will a homeowner be without the use of their kitchen?
Depending on the size of the kitchen, typically about 5 days for a lacquer, you know, for a refinish. Mm-hmm. For a redoor, where we're actually replacing the doors, really, we're only in their home for about 3 days. Doing the painting of the cabinet boxes, and they're still able to use their kitchen at the end of the day. You know, our team is very conscious about the fact that, you know, everybody's still, you know, needs to do dinner and still needs to do life. So we clean up really great at the end of the day, and they have access to their fridge and a few other things in their home. But a typical redoor can take about 5 business days up to 10 business days if we're, you know, if it's a lot of openings and a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm. Most people are probably not aware of what it costs to, they may be thinking, I want to just start new and tear out my old cabinets and install new ones. Mm-hmm. But the cost of, and if you get into like custom cabinetry, that can run very expensive. And any idea how much that would be versus maybe having Kitchen Tune-Up come in to revamp the existing cabinet boxes?
Yeah, so, you know, people can spend, you know, anywhere from, you know, $50,000 to $200,000 to $300,000 on a kitchen. It really is. It does vary depending on, you know, what the homeowner is asking to have done. However, we most certainly are an affordable option by allowing the customer to maintain a similar footprint and things. I mean, you know, it's hard to give, you know, pricing. However, the homeowner that gets an estimate for $25,000 on a remodel for their kitchen could expect us to come in, you know, quite a bit lower than that. Mm-hmm. So, because we focus on some of these other aspects, including, you know, new cabinets that are a little faster to receive, and we focus on redooring and refinishing and everything, we're able to keep our prices pretty low because we're not in your home for months at a time. So the average kitchen remodel, you know, can take upwards of 30 days, and we're very quick at it. We do that on purpose. You know, we really do want to get in and out, and keep our costs low so that the people that wouldn't necessarily be able to afford a kitchen remodel can. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we do. We focus on people who, no matter their budget, we can still give them something that feels, you know, updated and new.
If someone is having Kitchen Tune-Up revamp the cabinets in their kitchen, give it a brand new look, they might be interested in also maybe installing a new backsplash, and you mentioned mm-hmm. countertops, new countertops. Does the homeowner need to reach out to a different source for the backsplash and the countertops?
No, we are kind of a one-stop shop when it comes. They don't necessarily have to do their countertops and backsplash through us, but however, I would say the majority of our kitchen remodels include countertops, and that would be usually quartz. That seems to be the most popular. The quartz that we offer has a lifetime guarantee, and that is very popular with our clients. And then, of course, our backsplashes, they are free to select any tile they would like. And then we just include that in the 10 to 15 day, you know, turnaround time to make sure that we have the countertops and the backsplash and the whole project completed by then.
What if a homeowner wants to change the footprint of the kitchen, knock down a wall or expand, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we do have clients that want that. And we work, obviously, we help them, you know, we speak with whoever they hire as their GC. And, you know, we kind of handle everything except for that wall removal. And you know, if they've got, you know, plumbing that they need to move and stuff, we can always make recommendations. But ultimately, we work with whatever trade people that we need to make sure that we give them the full remodel.
Gotcha. Well, this has been some really, really good information. What's the best way for our listeners to reach Kitchen Tune-Up?
You know, they can give us a call. They can go to our website. We are available all the time. We have three people that work in our office full time. So they can call us at 843-277-2021. And they can also reach us on our website, which is just, they can actually just search Kitchen Tune-Up of Charleston.
Very good. Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Jennifer Swanson with Kitchen Tune-Up. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And joining us now is Matt Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. How are you doing, Matt?
Hey, good morning, Tim. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. Matt, take a moment and tell everyone about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston.
Well, Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston, we are a premier custom window treatment company. We sell shades, blinds, shutters, exterior patio shades, motorization, drapery. We're really a full service red carpet treatment service that gives the homeowner a different experience.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at your website right now, and first thing you see is a headline that says Custom Window Treatments, Exceptional Customer Service in Charleston. What makes your customer service exceptional?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with my background, Tim. I have 15 years of past business ownership. I grew up with a small business. I've been in a professional sales orientation industry for a long time. And we really, the business I used to run was very customer service driven, very referral driven. So we are, you know, it's very important to me to have high expectations for professionalism, to communication, and really just helping the customer make the right decision and solve problems.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what are some of the trends you're seeing with window treatments? Are people gravitating toward certain styles?
Yeah, here in Coastal Charleston, you know, there's always that love for the shutters. Plantation shutters are a big hit here. We can do them exterior shutters as well. You know, beyond that, you got a lot of options. So the beauty of what Gotcha Covered can bring to you is we have a full service of all the brands, Hunter Douglas, Alta, Graber, and they all have different price points, you know, and they all bring in the kind of their own spin on the fabrics. Woven Woods is a very, very big in Charleston here. It's, you know, got a kind of a beachy vibe, and there's so many different fabrics that are that can help kind of return some value on your home.
Can you describe what the Woven Woods look like?
Well, they can be anywhere from, they're just bamboo, or, you know, it could be like straw looking. There's so many fabrics, it's hard to even describe, you know, what they may look like. But, you know, they're all handmade. Everyone does custom orders, and different fabrics have different materials that and different woods that they weave. So,
gotcha. I'm looking at your website now, and one of the things that stands out to me is looks like just about all, including draperies and curtains, the blinds, the shades, the shutters, drapery and curtains, they all can be motorized. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Motorization has actually become a lot more affordable these days. And really, it's an experience that a homeowner doesn't realize is, you know, how much time they take, or maybe you're elderly, or maybe there's difficulty with how high the window is. And they've really gotten down to a price that can make it achievable to make a motorization. So it's just about convenience. You don't have to do it in the whole house. It could just be one window. It could be one room. You know, so when we're thinking about motorization, it's just kind of like, you know, how much time are you going to spend doing this? What's the experience you're going to have with it while you're on the couch and you want to move down some blinds? And the affordability is actually not that bad, where it used to be a pretty expensive adventure. So the technology has gotten better, and they're now doing like Bluetooths. There's not cords or anything hanging out. You have to recharge these things one time a year, which is really not that big of a pain. There's no more batteries that you have to replace, and the pain to go replace them. So it's really a great option these days for almost every aspect of what we sell.
So there's the motorized window treatments. You don't have to tear into the walls to run 110 voltage electrical and things like that.
No, I mean, if you are building and constructing, we can work with an electrician to make that happen and hardwire into the windows. It does provide a little, you know, a little more convenience, but you got to start looking at evaluating the cost of the electrician versus, you know, these other alternatives with just Bluetooth and recharging once a year. Minor inconvenience, but yeah, if you're already built, we can still get you motorized. That could be through your phone, could be a remote, and it could just be an easy wand that just connects to the window treatment that just is simple, and it's still hand. You have to walk up to it, but it's easy for those bigger windows, or like I said before, if you're kind of if the elderly or just a difficult window to lift.
Gotcha. And what about folks that might have a second home in Charleston, and they or maybe they want to make the appearance that a home is lived in, even if you go on vacation, that kind of thing.
Great point. It's security. It does add some security. Also, energy efficiency. So, you know, if you are able to put your blinds down in a certain hour, a single day, there's some energy cost that you will see from it.
Excellent. Yeah, especially in the if your house is facing south, you're going to be getting sun pretty much all day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Does Gotcha Cover, do you folks ever install different types of treatments in different rooms, or is it pretty much all the same throughout the house?
No, we're very custom. You know, I don't have a designer background, but what I do is I bring the options. We communicate, we talk about some pain points that you might have based on that room. And there's room darkening, there's light filtering, there's all kinds of options. And you could pick from a different vendor, supplier that I have for every room if you wanted. That is accessible, and, you know, might make our consultations a little longer, but that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Gotcha Covered?
Yeah, you can reach me. I'm on Facebook, Gotcha Covered, Coastal Charleston. Also our website, gotchacovered.com/Coastal Charleston. You can even book us online there for a consultation. I get back to you. I'm the person that comes to your home. You'll meet me every single time. You'll talk to me, and you know, we'll be working through the quotes and getting you all set up. I'll be communicating throughout the process as far as when things are being delivered and coordinating install.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And so best way to reach Gotcha Covered, go online, do a search. Do you folks have a brick and mortar?
I currently work everything out of the home. We bring the showroom to you if that takes a couple visits, but it really reduces our costs, which we pass on to the customer, kind of helps provide a more valuable product to the home customer at a more competitive price. We also have a phone number you can call and leave a message, or you'll pick me for booking a consultation. That's 843-913-8281.
Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Matt Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. Thanks so much, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.